Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to us, where you can converse with our dear friend City Limits back in the home studio, by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie and I are out here at Bowser Chevy Studio B in Monroeville. What a great place. They're talking about the Steeler game right now. But Donnie, very quickly, we need to take a quick aside here. I was driving around innocently at approximately 3:31 p.m. yesterday, very innocently, minding my own business. I was off to a basketball practice, actually. And I had you guys tuned in, as I always do, and suddenly I'm taking a stray from Pony. I mean, this was unbelievable. Where did this come from? You guys were talking about the best athletes, five best athletes in Pittsburgh, 25 or under, which I thought was a great topic. Mm-hmm. You and Mulsey confronted Pony and surprised him with Olivia Babcock as an obvious choice, as she's about to be probably a two-time National Player of the Year. It's almost, although I wouldn't go this far, like having Caitlin Clark, Mulsey made the comparison, mm-hmm. as a college athlete in this town. She's phenomenal. I think you took Pony, well, I know you took Pony off guard. He wasn't thinking along those lines. He was thinking, I think somewhat understandably, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, and Mason Heinchel, who was great with you guys
yesterday. He really was.
And this turned quite contentious between you two and Mulsey. You and Mulsey against Pony. And then suddenly I take a stray in this matter. Let's take a listen, Limits, and then we'll have Donnie explain.
You guys got me all discombobulated by changing the rules on me here midstream.
Well, you know, we could have talked about this for more than like 30 seconds before the show, too.
No, you just
said... I'm sorry, Donnie. How much time does Starkey give you on topics? Does he give you a full rundown the day before? Is that what happens with him on Football Fridays? How much of a heads up does he give you on things? I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know that now the show needs to be, let's give people ample heads up.
Donnie, the real story here is that
he didn't have her and now he's mad.
No, the real story is that we didn't change the rules on Pony. He said we're going to do PM Team Power Rankings, top athletes in Pittsburgh under the age of 25. There were no other rules made. And then he, at the 11th hour, maybe even at the 12th hour, right at midnight, said, oh, by the way, no female athletes.
I didn't have time to study the female athletes. You guys evidently did.
Donnie, where do we stand here? There was some viciousness happening there.
I thought it was a low blow to you because normally our Football Fridays here are pretty well planned out. Now, sometimes that opening segment is something that we don't talk about really until the morning of, like some ideas that we throw back and forth. But otherwise, it's pretty regimented.
It's format.
I mean, yeah. We have Ray around 11. We have Costos around noon. We have a breakdown at 12:30. We have a quiz show. 1.
Yeah.
We have picks
exactly.
at 1:30.
Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and claim that my forte or my style is to map out a show like I'm making some sort of mathematical equation. I think, for me, what works for me, and I think you and I do it well, I think Bob and I do it well, is sort of a free flow type of show. My prep for the show is making sure I've watched everything, that I've read everything, and then I have a general outline. But I would imagine for some people, I'm the Kyler Murray. I don't watch a lot of film. We don't, the game plan isn't necessarily out there. I get that. I just didn't expect that to come from Pony in the middle of the day.
I think he was just very worked up because on Thursdays, now his schedule is a little bit tight. Now he has a national show through FanDuel that he usually has to, you know, with everybody else's schedule, you know, that More Ways to Win show that you hear on Sunday mornings here. He usually has to record a few segments ahead of time. So that's a little peek behind the curtain. Thursdays is a big day where he does that. So we don't get a ton of time before the show to go over everything. And sometimes a segment as simple as the power rankings gets kind of left on the back burner. Like there are times where we are into the show and Chris and I have to really poke it out of Pony. Like, hey, what are the power rankings today? And all he said yesterday was Pittsburgh athletes 25 and under.
Right.
So I thought that meant everybody. You know, everybody at least. And he did say, we did agree, college and pro. So I couldn't say like Keemon Spell, who's the running back at McKeesport, who's the best running back in the country
right.
at the high school level. We made it college and pro. Those were the only parameters. And then we get to 3:30 and Pony goes, all right, so the power rankings today, best Pittsburgh athletes 25 and under, of course, men only. And yeah. Chris and I both said, whoa, wait a minute here, because we know who number one is going to be. That's easy. It's Paul Skeens. But number two is absolutely Olivia Babcock.
Yeah. She is number two. Yes.
It's very clearly Skeens one, Babcock two. Everybody else is playing for 3 through 5. Like, we all had kind of like a jumbled up group 3 to 5, but 1 and 2, very clear to me. And I don't know.
You threw him off and he snapped like Hannibal Lecter, like Hal McRae in the manager's office all those years ago. I mean, he absolutely snapped.
So I don't know if he just simply forgot about her or what happened, because Chris and I were both on the same page. I thought that Pony would have had that too, because here's my thinking. If I didn't put her on the list, I would have been shredded by them. So my initial thought was Pony forgot about her and Chris and I didn't.
I think that he was thinking more along the lines of what do we talk about on the air predominantly, and it's professional sports, number one. And then
right.
after that, it's Pitt, Penn State, that type of thing.
It was a little bit inspired, though, by the fact that they had Mason Heinschel on the show yesterday.
But if Pitt had an All-American men's soccer player or an All-American women's softball player, I know I wouldn't have been thinking along those lines. But Olivia Babcock is a different story.
Yeah, he's overwhelmingly good.
Yeah, I do sort of understand where he was coming from, but it was entertaining. Limits, let's just hear it up to the part where Pony snaps. I love the part where Donnie, you really got under his skin with the 30-second thing, and then he just absolutely snapped like Bill Cowher on Josh Miller. Let's hear this.
You guys got me all discombobulated by changing the rules on me here midstream.
Well, we could have talked about this for more than like 30 seconds before the show, too.
No, you just
said...
Oh,
I'm sorry, Donnie. How much time does Starkey give you on topics? Does he give you a full rundown the day before? Is that what happens with him on Football Fridays? How much of a heads up does he give you on things? I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't...
Limits, I still don't understand why he went there. Why me? Why me?
It's a good question, Joe. I don't know. What point did he have to... He does like to snap on this show in particular. I don't see him taking a lot of shots at the morning show. It's always show. It's you and I that get all the flack.
No. I did hear him and Malzi. They snap on the morning show a lot, don't they?
I think it's pretty fair.
Shots. Yeah, maybe fair, but I don't feel like we've been singled out. That's
right, yeah,
my
that's
point.
What I'm saying. I think it's fairly distributed between the shows.
fairly distributed.
Good enough. It's a Donnie Football Friday. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to Pop and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7 thefan.com contesting page. And Donnie, 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I'll keep this succinct. 24-23, I have the Chargers. You know, I think there's a 52% chance the Chargers will win, 48 for the Steelers. Would I be surprised if the Steelers continued what we saw last week defensively? No, I wouldn't. If they had a smash-up performance and won the game, I wouldn't be surprised. They've sort of been teasing us in bits and pieces this year with do we really have a great defense or not? More often it's looked like not, but it looked great last week. I worry about the offense, and I'll say very quickly. I'm going to use some of these numbers from Matt Williamson's. Is it still called the cheat sheet? What does he call it over
Matt Steelers? Stats. Matt the Machine Williamson.
Steelers.com. So it's been a fairly consistent offense. As he points out, they've scored 20-plus in each of the last six games. And believe it or not, only six offenses produce more points per drive than the Steelers. I guess they're not getting enough drives because their defense has been on the field a lot. But listen to this. Their explosive play rate is higher than only four offenses. Their ability to get the ball down the field, just simply not good. Their running game has not been great at all, as Matt points out here, on a number of different levels, one of which is the Steelers average 3.8 yards per rush attempt, ahead of only two teams, the 49ers and the Seahawks. And you combine that with the Chargers are great against a short passing game, really good against a short passing game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It seems like a bad matchup for the offense unless they can find a way to get some explosion. And Donnie, that's where the trade deadline came in. Not that, say, Jacoby Myers is necessarily Mr. Explosion, but he might prevent people from double-teaming DK Metcalf the way they are so you can get him back on the explosive side. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
I'm worried about the offense in this game.
Because Metcalf has to rely on doing the work himself. I mean, he's third in football in yards after the catch at 286.
Yeah.
But he comes in 40th when it comes to targets per game. So that is a pretty big disparity. When he has the football in his hands, he normally does something pretty good with it. We have seen multiple games this year where he takes just something like a 5 to 10 yard slant across the middle, and he goes for 20, 30, 40. The Vikings game, what was it, an 80-yard play?
Yes.
That slant across the middle that he took for a touchdown. So he has been a good football player when the ball is in his hands. It's just a matter of getting that football to him. And that's what my big worry was going into the season, also going into the trade deadline after they made the George Pickens trade, was that they got themselves in a similar situation to what they were in last year, where they had one explosive receiver. They had a couple of guys that could play receiver. I think Calvin Austin is a pretty decent player, but it's clear that he's not viewed as enough of a threat to take any sort of attention away from DK Metcalf. They have a plethora of tight ends. They can't have enough tight ends on this roster. None of them are scary enough to a defense to take attention away from DK Metcalf. And then my fear, and I know that you can't like predict injuries, but I think it's more so planning ahead and trying to troubleshoot before you get there. What if something happens where he's out for a game or two games, or God forbid, longer than that?
Right. So where are the points coming from? Because you have, what do you have him scoring, 29 this week? What do you think? Is that right?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from? What's going to change?
I do think that they get out of the little funk that they are in. I happen to think they will be able to get back to running the football a little bit better. I think that the defense at least once in this game will put them, either the defense or the special teams at least once in this game will put them in a very advantageous situation, like very short field, whether it's a turnover that puts them in the red zone, or maybe they get a nice kick or punt return, because that's been an underrated part of their season. Keyshawn Williams, who has come on as their kick return guy, he's actually been a pretty decent player in that realm. Somebody that's been able to return somewhat successfully for them this year. He had a couple of pretty good returns last week. Something where they're set up with a short field that they get points. And we certainly just got done talking about Chris Boswell. We know that anytime they get within the 40-yard line, that dude's going to knock it down.
Yeah, two good points, I think, there. One is special teams could play a role this week. The Chargers have some issues, special teams-wise. And also, turnovers. The Chargers are pass-happy. They've started to run it better. They have, despite missing their running backs. They have some big packages and some big boys who make their way on the field. But, as Williamson points out, only six offenses in the league throw it at a higher percentage. They're going to wing it around, which is the good news and the bad news, I think, for them. Because eventually, unless he has a Joe Flacco-type night, and Flacco was incredibly accurate that night, eventually, I think you get a strip sack or you get a tip and a pick like they did, something like that. I think you're asking for trouble if you're just going to wing it around all night. So those are fair points, and I think we both think it's going to be a pretty close game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.